Oak.
Oh, hi, Marlon.
Yes, this is Marlon.
Hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for asking. So I was just following up because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Yes, I did change the card, but actually, I wanted to cancel the agreement. I don't think this is necessarily working, so I just wanted to cancel it, but I haven't had time to call you back.
Okay. So I need to give you some options because if you recall, in your terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 5th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So there's a $199 past due balance on the account, and I can't even cancel an account with a past due balance. But how come you're wanting to cancel?
I don't think it's something I need to constantly be paying a monthly service for. I don't see too many changes other than having the website up, but I don't think it's an expense that's validated right now.
I see. Okay. So if you wanted to pay your past due and cancel, I can do that, and you'll get a confirmation within 15 minutes that it's been canceled, and you won't have any further charges. Or if you're worried about the expense of the account, I can put you into friends and family pricing of $149 monthly, and that would save you $50 off your past due balance and grandfather you into that pricing moving forward. And I will tell you this, I don't know if you've been on your dashboard or not to see the results that you're getting, but it looks like you're getting some solid work out of this. Even as recent as today, a William Bowman had called you. So it looks like, you know, the program is working, but there are 67 leads on the dashboard, including calls coming through the tracking number and through the website.
Yeah, but I think, like, for example, that client I called is just, it's a client that, it's not a new client. It's just a client that has looked, searched up and saw the number I called. But anyways, so I have to pay the past due balance to be able to cancel.
Correct, because right now you're only past due for $199, but come October 5th, you'll be past due for $398 because that will continue to reoccur per the terms and conditions.
Okay, can you give me a second?
Sure.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hey, sorry. Okay, can I first, I know that we had to create like a Google business and like for the domain and everything. I would
mm-hmm.
like to keep that information. Is it possible for you to give me that?
Sure. Yeah. Once the payment's up to speed, I can have customer support call you back and they can give you the login for the Google Business page.
I'd rather talk to them first. I don't mind paying what's past due, but I'd rather get that info first so that I know that you're going to give it to me.
The problem is that the account's in a past due status, so if I send them a dash, they're not even going to get it. They only call back on active accounts. So I could send you an email in writing letting you know that you'll be able to keep that information.
Yeah, if you don't mind. And
yeah, I want you to feel comfortable for sure.
Yeah, would you be able to process the payment and then just forward me to them so I can talk to them like now or no?
No, but I could have someone call you back. That's the best that I could do. But I will tell you this. I've been with the company for 11 years. We have no reason to hold a Google Business page hostage or anything like that. It belongs to your business, right? Even if we created it and we optimized it, it still belongs to your business. You have ownership of it. All we do is we manage it for you while you're working with us. But if you discontinue working with us, then you just remove us as a manager and you're still the owner of it. You see what I mean?
So, but they could give me the login information for it.
Exactly, exactly. So it still belongs to your business regardless if you continue with the program or not.
Okay. Okay, could you possibly give me a second because I just need to head to the
sure.
card. But
yeah, no problem, Marlon. Take your time. I'll wait for you.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay, I'm still here. Okay, so let me go back
okay.
to the
card number is
mm-hmm.
4773
okay.
3680
mm-hmm.
0654
okay.
3274.
Okay, and expiration?
0725.
725. Okay, and the little code on the back?
159.
Okay, and is it still the P.O. Box 161 for the billing address?
Yeah.
It is. Okay, perfect. So I will get your authorization and then you'll be good to go with the payment. And then customer service will call you back, like I said, within one business day. Good news is that we're in California, so it's only 11:21 in the morning. So I'm pretty sure they'll call you today, if not, no later than tomorrow, okay?
Okay. Do you mind emailing me?
Of course. I'll send you an email. Let me just double check here. It's admin@MateoSCL.com?
Yeah.
Or Mateo's, I see, S, okay, MateoSCL.com. Okay, I will get that out to you, and in the meantime, have a really nice rest of your day, too, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Okay, bye-bye.